Welcome to Mad Tech Daily. I'm your host, Dot, and today we're covering some significant developments in the ad tech world. Google is finding itself in hot water on two fronts internationally. In the UK, the tech giant is facing a massive £5 billion lawsuit over allegations of market dominance abuse. The case argues that Google effectively eliminated competition by getting phone manufacturers to pre-install its search engine and Chrome browser on Android devices, while also paying Apple to be the default search option on iPhones. At the same time, over in Japan, Google has received a cease and desist order from the Japan Fair Trade Commission, the first such action Japan has taken against a major US tech company. Japanese authorities found that Google was engaging in anti-competitive behavior by making its ad revenue sharing agreements conditional on excluding rival search services. In other news, OpenAI appears to be venturing into social networking territory. According to The Verge, multiple sources confirm that the company behind ChatGPT is in early development stages of its own social platform. An internal prototype reportedly already exists, featuring a social feed that highlights ChatGPT's image generation capabilities. Sam Altman, OpenAI's CEO, has been quietly gathering external feedback on the project. What's still unclear is whether this social network will launch as a standalone app or be integrated directly into ChatGPT. The strategic benefit for OpenAI is clear. Access to real-time user data, similar to what X and Meta leverage, which could significantly enhance future AI model training. Finally, some controversy is brewing in Australia, where YouTube has received an exemption from the country's upcoming social media ban for users under 16. Australia's Communications Minister, Michelle Rowland, reportedly gave a personal guarantee to YouTube's global head, sparking significant backlash from competing platforms. Meta, Snap Inc., and TikTok have all criticised the move, with TikTok specifically calling it a sweetheart deal that's illogical, anti-competitive, and short-sighted. That's all for today's Mad Tech Daily. I'm Dot, thanks for listening, and I'll be back tomorrow with more of the latest developments from the ad tech world.